The Legends Radio Network now presents Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Webb.
The program today is Lyrics and Legends. In the studio with me, my co-host, Buck Weatherby.
Oh, boy, we got a good one today, folks.
Glad to have you along. Hey, we've also got another guest in the studio with us, Andy Holloway. We're going to let him jump in here and maybe throw some stuff at our guest on the phone with us. I don't know where he's located, but we'll find out in just a minute. Andy Thomason's got a great story.
And Kenny Thomas.
Kenny Thomas. Kenny Thomas.
There's a first edit, so we know it doesn't sound like we know what we're talking about.
Yeah, sometimes we leave this stuff in there just because people know how goofy we are. But Kenny, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? Where are you calling, or where are we calling you at? And we're going to get a little bit of your background.
Yeah, I grew up in Florida, joined the Army out of school, and then spent most of my time in Columbus, Georgia, and then had a band while I was in the Army, or in the Ranger Regiment down there, and that kind of led to Nashville. Went to Nashville for, man, the last 15, 16 years, and then we just moved up here to Ohio to be with the grandparents, because we've got little kids, and it's been a It's different living up north. Never been up here before. When I take off in my plane and start heading off to go do my thing, I look over to my right and I can see Cleveland, and then there's this giant lake, and across that is Canada. And I'm like, I'm up in the north, man. This is nuts. I'm getting used to being up here. We just got rid of the last of the snow. I wish we could send some of the snow melt down to you guys. Guys need it.
Absolutely.
But I'll do when I become president. I'll create a pipeline.
Kenny, yeah. You mentioned your military service a moment ago, and I've read a bit about you. Not only have you won a Grammy from picking and singing a little country music, but you came out of the Army with Hero written all over you. Tell us a little bit about that.
The hard part of that question, that Buck, is you're never going to get a person who wore the uniform to accept the title of hero. And most of us will all agree that we kind of throw that word around because it's not us. But I accept the title of it because it allows me to talk about the people on my left and my right who those were my heroes. Because by the grace of God, the only reason I'm still around is because of the people he put around me during that battle. And the battle I'm talking about is the Black Hawk Down battle that people are familiar with, that story. And I was a Ranger and part of a pretty small group of guys that went into Mogadishu, Somalia, to go get this bad guy. And we had been in country for about 3 months, running nonstop missions into the city to try and get the guy. And on this one particular raid in October, we got two of his most wanted, were on our most wanted list. We had two of them. Mission was done, completed. We hit the raid. We hit the target building in the middle of the day, got the guys, got the bad guys. Bad guys are on the trucks. Trucks are driving away. And as the trucks are driving away, that there was a helicopter. The first helicopter got shot down. And he was covering for us. So he had his crew and a couple Delta Force snipers were on board covering for us. And they got shot down, went down about five blocks away. So the whole mission changed. At that point, we had to go try and secure that crash site. And that's where the battle, you know, the next 18 hours, we stayed within this little two-block radius fighting the entire city. I mean, everybody kept massing at this crash site. And we couldn't get the pilot, Cliff Walcott, and Bull Briley were the two pilots, and Cliff's body got crushed into the wreckage, so we had a hard time getting him out. And we're not going to leave a fallen comrade, so that's why we ended up fighting there. And then the morning came, and the vehicles were so shot up and blown up and beat up trying to get to us that we just didn't have any room left. So we put all the wounded guys on the vehicles, and the rest of us ran out. So if you do the math, there was 135 guys in that battle. It was a very small package of special operators. So 135 guys. By the next morning, 78 guys are wounded and 19 are dead. So it was there weren't many of us left to fight our way out of that city. And it it's a when I hear myself saying like the short version of the story, I always go, wow, we really shouldn't have made it out. But therefore, there again, the grace of God, it was the people around us. And so that's the story that I get to go out and tell, and that's what I'll be talking about when I come out to see you guys for the very long titled Hemp Hill County Beef Cattle Conference. I'll be talking about that the value of the people on your left and your right, and then the value of you to the people on the left and right. Everybody knows, like you've heard it all your life, surround yourself with good people. But we always forget we are the good people that others surrounded themselves with. And when it's time for you to step up is when it's hard, and that's when we need you. So that's the story I tell. And but thank you. A hero is a very kind word. It's a responsibility that I carry only so that I can tell the stories of the people around me.
Well, I like the way that you very quickly said hero should be heroes. And you telling that story there, there were a lot of heroes involved in your story. You were one of many. And I call anybody that has served our country a hero. But anyhow, it's good talking with you. And let's talk a little bit about your, you are a hero in the field of country music also. Now, let's talk a little bit about that. And I think you've won some awards, and we want to play a few of your tunes here.
Yeah, that's always fun. The I got out of the military. Well, I got out of the Ranger Regiment, and I had a band that I was doing on the side, and it was a bunch of local kids who were in the band from Columbus, Georgia. And Columbus, Georgia, you would only have two acts would come through, two headliners. You either had a country act or an old classic rock act, and you would have it in the spring festival and then the fall festival. So you had four chances to open up for someone. When our chance finally came to open up and we had built enough following, the promoter came and he says, hey, who do you want to open up for this festival? And I go, well, who's the rock act? And they said, well, it's Blue Oyster Cult. I was like, oh, I don't think we're going to fit in front of Go-Go Godzilla. Like or
saw them in Lubbock in '77.
Yeah, that's when they were hitting, and so they were the classic rock guy. And I go, well, who's the country act for Friday night? Because I didn't think we were all that country. And they said some guy named Toby Keith. I'm like, who's he? And they were, yeah, I don't know. I said, well, put us on Friday night. We'll do it in front of the Toby Keith dude. We ended up selling 90 CDs at the product booth that night after we played. So I'm like, all right, we're country. And this is, and it's like, I kind of knew that was going to be our audience, and we just kept opening up until finally, if you guys remember the boys from Montgomery Gentry, Troy and Eddie,
they were
really great guys to us. Eddie might have been drunk at the time, I'm not sure, but he just was like, y'all need to come open for us, and I'm like, we do need to open for you, Eddie. And he, true to his word, they had us come up to Nashville and play a show with them, and that kind of led me to, well, this can't be all that hard. I just started banging on doors and ended up writing with a bunch of people. And again, this is what I tell people, for anything, any gift you've got, anybody that's following a dream, whatever it may be, the important thing, that, you got any advice? Like, when did you guys, yeah, don't suck. That's my advice. Don't suck, because the doors will open for a moment. And if you don't suck, you get through that door, and then if people like you, they will help you, and then they'll move you to another door. And that's pretty much what happened until I ended up getting a writing deal, and that you start writing with all these great songwriters. I mean, that's how all those huge hits are written in Nashville. They're kind of co-written. And then that led to, after a while, about 2 years in town, I ended up getting a record deal. And then now you're doing the artist thing. You're running around Texas in a van, hitting every little radio station you can, hoping that they'll play it, and hoping that Houston puts it in the rotation, that Dallas starts spinning it, and then pretty soon you're moving up the chart, and now you're legitimate. And it was not a moment of that part of it, of the rock star part, was lost on me. Like I enjoyed every bit of it because it was so much fun, and I completely, y'all, underestimated the power of a song at radio. Just didn't really, you know, okay, it was cool to hear your song on the radio, but, you know, I've been living with that song for 4 years. I've been playing it, and all of a sudden it's on the radio, and now you got people just coming out of everywhere because they like your song. And it was an odd thing for a guy just coming especially a guy coming out of special operations world, you know, where it's, you were so purpose driven and so mission driven. And then it felt, I think the hardest part for me was like, this doesn't make sense to me. Why are all these people excited? Because it's just a song I wrote.
Hey, let's give our audience a chance to hear one of these songs. You gave us a good shot at playing music on the radio. Let's do that, and then we'll come back and visit with you more, just a little bit more. I think the first one we want to do is called Not Me. So we're going to listen to Not Me, and then we'll be back with more of Kenny Thomas, not Andy Thomas, right after this.
It's the other Thomas.
Yeah.
No one raised their hand that day when they asked for volunteers. He got picked out by default. He was the only daddy there. They said, "We know what you're thinking. Choose someone else instead." But this league was built on coaches who stood right there and said, "Not me. Not me. No way with this job of mine. I could never find the time. Not me. Not me. The world becomes a better place when someone stands and leads the way, steps forward when they'd rather say, not me." Judge says you're the oldest, makes you the legal guardian. I'm sorry how you lost your folks, but there's no next of kin. Two brothers and a sister, she knew how hard that it would be. But she softly said, "I'll raise them," while the voice inside her screamed, "Not me. Happening. This isn't how it's supposed to be. Not me, not me. But this world becomes a better place when someone stands and leads the way, steps forward when they'd rather say, not me." A young captain at attention, a star pinned on his chest. And he recalls the battle while the final roll calls are read. "They were the finest soldiers. It was my privilege to lead. And they deserve the medals, the men who died, not me. Not me, not me. I just did what I was called to do. You'd do the same if it was you. Not me, not me. But this world becomes a better place when someone stands and leads the way, steps forward. Wouldn't it rather say, not me? Yeah, steps forward. Wouldn't it rather say, not me?" Mm-hmm. Not me.
program's Lyrics and Legends. Buck, we just listened to a song called Not
Me. Oh, man, was that good?
On the phone with us is Kenny Thomas. And talk a little bit about that particular song, Not Me, Kenny, and give us a little background on that.
So, thank you. Thanks for playing it. So that was the first, so Not Me, if you listen to that song, the two people singing on it with me, it's Vince Gill and Emmylou Harris are singing in the background with me.
Wow.
And that was all the producer, he was an old Jedi from Brent. Brent Mayer had done like the Judds and Kenny Rogers. He was like that era of country. And he kind of took me under his wing. He had been in the Air Force back during the Vietnam days, so he kind of knew, he could understand me, where I was coming from this sort of, I was just out of the military, so I was like, if we charge through this and we move harder, come on, guys, you got to get motivated. We got to get this thing to radio. He was like, Kenny, Nashville was here long before you were here, and it'll be here long after you're gone, both of us. And they're not in any hurry. So we got to slow down and just enjoy it. And so he was one of the writers on that song. And it's a story, all three of those little stories in that song, I can name all those people by name. And they all had to step up and do something that nobody wanted to do, which was a perfect song for the message of what I was wanting to get people to understand about my time in the military. Like, when we need you is when it's hard, even when you would rather say not me. And so this song starts catching at radio, and I'm going around all these radio stations, and I was really downplaying. Most people didn't know about my military background. And then they'd hear me talk about stepping up for each other, and then they were like, well, this last verse sounds like it's about a soldier. Was that you? Like, well, yeah, you know, I was in the military, I was in the Rangers, and I'm like, well, talk a little bit about that. And that's when that whole, now it's Black Hawk Down comes out in the interview, and now you're Kenny, the singing Ranger. Right? And it was a tough transition for me. Like, I kept fighting it, you know, and then finally it was Brent sat me down, and he's like, you know, buddy, this is the soup sandwich you've been handed. Whether you wanted it or not, it's your responsibility to tell the story of your guys. And I'm telling you, you can do it with a song to thousands of people before with some sort of purpose, and you just got to find that purpose. And so when I started embracing, okay, this is a great platform to be able to tell the story, I think that's when things started smoothing out for me. But that Not Me was the first song that did it.
Kenny, that is truly a great story about that song. Now, speaking of your songs, did I hear something or read something that used the word Grammy in your bio?
So there's definitely an Emmy in there. The Grammy was that would be nominated, but we.
Well, that's quite an honor.
We go with the Emmy. That one's always fun. My daughter will. She's five, and she goes to school, and she's, my daddy has an Emmy. <I'm> like, because she plays with the statue, you know, she dresses it up, and daddy, what is this? That's an Emmy. Oh, daddy has an Emmy. So, yeah, fame is relative to the audience who's watching you. If they don't know who you are, I'm famous to my daughter, and thinks I have an Emmy.
I don't believe in luck or coincidences. I just believe in God's favor, and his favor's like the air we breathe. There's more of it than we can use. And having that little girl, and even having you come out here to the Texas Panhandle to speak to us, is just purely God's favor. And you are a hero. And it's been a real blessing to get to visit with you.
Thanks, Andy. Yeah, it's not lost on me that you guys are bringing me out there. I appreciate it, especially when you have the level of folks you have.
Kenny, we got to get another song in here. This thing goes way too fast. Next song we've got coming in is called Circle on the Cross. Give us a little story on this, and then we'll play this for our listeners, all right?
Okay. So Circle on the Cross, there was a movie. It was about a Vietnam veteran who came home, who actually made it home. He was a POW that came home. This is a it's a fictional story because there were no POWs who have made it home from the Vietnam. So if you go to the mall in Washington, D.C., and you look on the wall, of the 58,000 names that are on that wall, if you look closely, you will see a little cross inscribed by the names. And what that meant were they were missing in action or unaccounted for. And the idea was if those persons were to make it back, they would put a little circle around the cross to signify the circle of life. And if you look up and down that wall, to this day, there are no circles inscribed on the wall. And that's what this song was about. What was super cool about this, we were tracking it, and Kenny Rogers came into the studio to see Brent. And Brent goes, "Hey, Kenny, why don't you read this intro for us?" And it's just like a spoken part at the front end of the thing. And so you're listening to the song start off, and Kenny Rogers starts reading his intro. And the dynamics of his voice and him explaining the song. This is my favorite song to do live to this day. And I wrote that 12 or 15 years ago. It's still my favorite song to do live.
All right. Hey, we want to listen to this. We're going to listen to Circle on the Cross. We're going to be back with our guest, Kenny Thomas, in the studio with me, Buck Weatherby. Listen to this song. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
On the Vietnam Wall Memorial in Washington, D.C., when one of our servicemen was listed as a POW, or missing in action, a cross was inscribed by their name. In the event that man made it back alive and accounted for, a circle would then be placed around the cross to signify the circle of life. To this day, there are no circles inscribed on the Vietnam Wall.
Daddy got the call sometime in the summer of 69. Did his tour in the war, but the home he was fighting for wasn't what he left behind. I was there that day when the telegram came and Mama fell to her knees. He was a mighty good man, but he fell into the hands of North Vietnamese. For every man that gave his life, another fold. Stars and stripes. Husbands, fathers, brothers, sons, and never be forgotten. And when you find what once was lost, put a circle on the cross. Another man. I was there that day when the taps was played and they buried his name in the ground. Well, the preacher was still talking as the mama started walking and she ain't never turned around. Another folded stars and stripes. Yeah, another man who gave his life. Daddy, still the same man after all, 'cause it wasn't my reflection. I was all staring back at me from that wall. Buddha stood on the cross, on a cold black wall.
Program's Lyrics and Legends. In the studio with me today, Buck Weatherby. Man, we got a good one.
Oh, man.
Buck, you know, a lot of people throw around the word hero pretty loosely. We do it for football players, and we do it for, you know, average people that may not qualify. And certainly the guest we have on the phone today, although he would probably...
he would describe it as... one of the heroes.
One of the heroes.
He was one of the heroes. Yeah.
But great opportunity to get a perspective and a little musical background on our guest, Kenny Thomas. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Kenny, we got to get a couple of more songs in here. That one we just listened to, what a song, Circle on the Cross. You got another one called Shreveport to L.A. Talk about this a little bit and give us a little background on it.
Yeah. I think what I want, the two songs I just played for you are pretty meaningful songs. I wanted to switch gears a little bit for you, just to, so you, in order to reach the masses, you have to write about things that everybody knows. And I'm sitting there talking with somebody one day, and we came in. So we're gonna talk about the song Mexico, and we came in to. We came in to write that morning, the three of us are sitting down there. I'm like, well, what do you guys want to write about? I'm like, man, we need to write something that radio wants. Like, here we were chasing radio because we need to pay the bills. Like, we could get some royalties coming in. Let's write. I'm like, well, what is country radio? What can they never get enough of? I'm like, songs about Mexico, apparently. And so we sat, all right, we're going to write a song about Mexico. The good thing about writing songs about Mexico is you already know what's going to happen. You're going to go south of the border. You're going to do something you shouldn't have done with somebody you shouldn't have done it with. And it's always going to, there's always certain rhyme schemes. If we're talking about a show that's lyrics, like there's always a rhyme scheme in a song about Mexico. And they're always going to put Senorita in the song. And you already know what it's going to rhyme with. It's a mixed drink. Right? And then there's only two words in the English language that even rhyme with Mexico, and they're both gas stations. So with that being said, we sat down and wrote this song. And this song, to this day, if let's say I go on a USO tour and we go to these tiny little Ford operating bases, and you walk into like it looks like a bomb shelter. You know, you have like 30 guys or girls are sitting around there, and you pull out your guitar, and you only have a couple minutes to play a couple songs for them because the helicopter is going to come get you and take you over to the next one. I will always play this song because even if they don't know it, it makes them start laughing. It makes them smile. And you can get people singing along pretty quickly as soon as the word margarita. I think something about that word. It's just magic. So that being said, that's my intro to Mexico. There you go.
All right. We'll listen to Mexico. Going to be back in a few minutes with my co-host, Buck Weatherby.
Here goes another sad song about a trip gone wrong down in Mexico. A mariachi band and a girl with a tan out at the Texaco. We're singing, ay, 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 fell in love with the wrong senorita.
Another sad, sad song about a trip gone wrong down in Mexico. We were heading off for spring break. Cabo Wabo, can't wait. Gonna have the time of our lives. But the cooler's running low, so we found the Texaco and we pulled in for another bag of ice. She was leaning on my front hood. Whoa, she was looking good. Couple of Coronas in her hand. She said, you're new in town. Let me show you around. Me her mind now. She would love to meet your friend. Here goes another sad song about a trip gone wrong down in Mexico. A mariachi band and a girl with a tan met at the Texaco. Started seeing double. And I was singing with the mariachi band. Maria does a rumba, and I'm singing La Bamba. Is that a preacher with a Bible in his hand? And then I woke up in the bed, and there's a pounding in my head. Maria says, Buenos dias, mi amor. And there's a ring on my finger, I swear I don't remember. Your honor, is that grounds for a divorce? Goes another sad song about a trip gone wrong down in Mexico. A mariachi band and a girl with a tan met at the Texaco. Sad, sad song about a trip gone wrong down in Mexico. And now I'm gonna spend the rest of my life drunk on some beach with my beautiful wife. Well, that's not such a bad song after all. About a trip gone wrong down in Mexico.
The program's Lyrics and Legends. On the phone with us, Kenny Thomas in Ohio right now, I think, Buck. Somewhere up in there. Everything's
he was
north.
Talking about getting on the plane with his dog and heading to Florida or heading out here to Texas.
Hey, before we get into another song, the one we just listened to was Mexico. That was a fun tune. Want to talk a little bit. How'd you first get started playing guitar?
Yeah, I had to learn to play it because you can't carry a piano.
My engineer has a little one he carries, though. So if you want to get into piano, talk to Jim. He can get you hooked up. But
is it like a keytar from the 80s?
It's a melodica. It's like you blow air through it. I think it's got 12 keys on it or something like that. 35 keys. Oh, wow. So you just picked that up on your own. Did you have any family influence on music, or is that just something you decided you might want to pick up girls with? Or
music, that would be way too intentional and too much forethought. I think that music is just a disease you're born with, and it's incurable. You never have to tell a musician to go pick up their instrument. You just don't. They're going to gravitate towards. I can't tell you how many pianos I've been kicked off of in hotels. excuse me, sir, you're not supposed to be playing that. Does it sound like I'm screwing it up? Because that's no good. You know, it's just something you gravitated towards. When I got to Nashville now, it switched gears. Because it then became a craft now, and it was a job. Like, and learning to write songs, it was really more about learning to write with other people and how to keep that process going and not stall it out. Because it's really simple. It's really easy to stall a song. And the really great writers, like the ones that I get to write with, like Billy Montana and Brian Mayer and these guys that are writing, you know, have multiple number ones, you start learning by writing with them that the key is to be a really great co-writer and be good at
don't suck
at right? working. Yeah, don't suck at it. Like, again, there's enough of that out there. We got enough suck. Like, let's be good at what we do.
Absolutely.
And so this, I think we're going to do Hold the Line next time. So fast forward from Not Me 10 years later, 10 years now of experience in Nashville. I sat down, I got Brent Mayer and Billy Montana together again, who were the other two writers on Not Me, 10 years later. And we just start telling stories and we get this song called Hold the Line. And if you put the two songs side by side, they're very similar. They both have stories about people who had to step up and do something that they didn't want to have to do. And it's got Brent's story as a coach. It's got Billy's story as a church family helping another family. And then it's got my story with military. And this one kind of got legs through the USO tours I was doing. And the video on it was put in a movie called Restrepo. It was about a documentary film about one of the units, the 173rd over in Afghanistan. And it just, this one kind of caught hold. And so I always, when I'm at the events, this is the song. I play one song after I tell the story, and this is the song that I play.
All right. So let's listen to the Emmy award-winning, am I correct? Hold the Line?
Is it the Grammy or the
Emmy? Was that the Grammy-nominated Emmy award-winning Hold the Line?
See, that would be a great title. Right.
Yeah.
No. This one was nominated because Brent was on it, but the Emmy Award came from the video.
Okay. All right. We're going to listen to Hold the Line. We'll be back. We've got a little more we're going to squeeze in here before this program runs out. Listening to a little Kenny Thomas. This one's called Hold the Line. We'll be back right after this.
Blood on their knuckles, mud on their face. They fall back to the huddle, one last play. The quarterback says, you gotta buy me some time. I can get us there, boys, if we hold the line. Hold the line, hold the line. Shoulder to shoulder and side by side. Give it your best, now give it mine. We can win this together if we hold the line. Elbows on the table, got his head in his hands. 20 years on a job he never thought would ever end. But his wife says we'll make it, we're gonna be just fine. We'll get through this together, 'cause we're gonna hold the line. Hold the line, hold the line. Shoulder to shoulder and side by side. We gotta have faith, yeah, the sun's gonna shine. We'll get through this together if we hold the line. Gets choked up
when the bugle plays. He remembers the battle like it was just yesterday. He knows he owes his life to the ones left behind, and for their sacrifice he will hold the line.
Programs, Lyrics, and Legends. Hey, in the studio with us, we have Andy Holloway from Hemp Hill County. We're talking about music. We're talking about Andy Thomas. You hooked us up with a really good one today. And that's Buck.
Edit.
Andy. Kenny Thomas. Kenny. How do I get Andy in there? Kenny Thomas. Sorry, Andy. I'll get it straight next time.
I'm really, really honored that you would put my name in with Mr. Kenny Thomas. But you know what? He's a great American hero, and he's a guy that's not only a hero, but he's very talented. Thanks to you and Buck for interviewing him today and giving him a chance to get his music out there, because I've listened to it, and it's exceptional.
And Buck, what do you think?
I tell you what, we've had a lot of guests on this show, but a guy that was Grammy-nominated, won an Emmy, was a hero among other heroes he was associated with in the actual happening of Black Hawk Down. I mean, how can you beat all of this? Yeah,
you know,
it's got red, white, and blue all over it.
What's a shame is I've felt rushed this whole time. I wanted to spend about 2 hours getting all this background. We're trying to squeeze music and squeeze this interview into an hour, which is really a shame that we've got to do that. But Kenny, not Andy, we want to thank you for coming on here. We got time to do one more song here before we wrap this thing up. You've got a song called I'm an American. I think if I wrote that down in my...
Yeah, it's called I Am America.
I Am America. Okay. That's because I can't read my own handwriting. But talk about I Am America. We'll play this for our listeners, and then we'll come back to wrap this up in just a few minutes.
Okay. Here's where this song came from. I was out... I've been out there speaking a ton, and I go left, and I go right, I get to go north, and I go south. There's all kinds of associations and businesses and companies and people that I get to meet by doing what I get to do. And what I've learned is people, no matter where they are, they all want the same thing. If you were to turn on Fox or CNN or whatever it is that you turn on, they're going to try and sell you on there's this huge divisiveness going on out there. And sooner or later, if we tell ourselves something enough, we begin to believe it. And I actually read, on the day that I wrote this song, I read a headline on the USA Today that said, the divided states of America. And it was, and I'm like, I don't know what yuck nut wrote that article, but I'm going to go find him and punch him in the throat because he's wrong. And it's just selling the wrong information. And I sat down to write this song about how we're all different, but we're part of something that's bigger than us. And that comes back to that servant leadership model. We're here to take care of each other. It's why God put us on this planet. If you're stuck on what you're supposed to be doing, I can unstick you. On any given day of the week, above ground, while you're on this planet, the biggest thing you got going is who's been put on your left and your right. You take care of those people, and you're going to change lives. And so it's a little heavy and too weighty for one song, but I sat down to write this song and had an opportunity to play this thing for one of the presidential balls. And it was by sheer accident, you guys, that Josh Groby, remember that? He's like that real classical Broadway singer guy. And he was huge. He had this gigantic, like 15-foot piano he was going to play at this president's inauguration ball. And he didn't show. The plane didn't get in time. And so I walked out there on the stage when it was my turn to sing. I was supposed to sing one song. with my guitar, and I walked straight over to the piano and sat down and started playing this song. And it was, we realized that this song had something to it. So,
do you think it was God's favor that you got to play there at the White House unexpectedly?
Absolutely. Well, it was all of those things. And, you know, you and I have this conversation, Andy, that when I'm in the last 2 years, when things aren't going the way that we wanted them to go, you start wrestling with it. And for me, what it came down to was it was a trust thing that I had. Like, God and I went back and forth on, you just got to trust me. Like, you're very thankful when things are going great. Now things are going tough, and you're trying to do it all yourself again. Like, let me carry this weight for you. And I started realizing nothing came without his favor. Like, I don't make the dates happen. You guys didn't call me up out of the, I didn't call you up saying, hey, please let me on your show. Like, you guys made it happen. And, like, so all these things come because it's the favor, but the favor to ourselves as individuals, no matter how hard we work to improve ourselves, what we have to keep in mind is that the improvement of ourselves is in the service of others. The better we are, the better we can be to serve others. And that's just a way of thinking. And the challenge is we've been lied to for so long, being told that we have to do it ourselves, and that you got to look out for number one. And it just doesn't work, y'all. No one takes the hill alone.
So we're going to play I Am America, and we'll be back to wrap this up right after this.
From the first time that I saw her, you know that I believed. And every promise that she made, every opportunity. She said, welcome to the hood of masses yearning to be free. I'm pleased to meet you, I am Lady Liberty, I am America. From the other side of the world, we are black and white with stars and stripes. We're every boy and girl, and we will go to church on Sundays, and some go Friday night. But we will all thank God and praise Him for giving. In the harbor, saying welcome to our coast. And I'm the border town in Texas, and I'm the point that's southernmost. I'm a young girl from the heartland, I'm a brother from LA. I'm just a soldier riding shotgun, hunting on.
program's Lyrics and Legends. In the studio with us, we want to thank our guest, Andy Holloway, who I keep getting confused with Kenny Thomas, who's on the phone, so I come up with Andy Thomas. But anyway, Buck Weatherby is also in the studio with me. Kenny, man, thanks so much. We have enjoyed this conversation. Like I say, we didn't have near enough time to talk with you about all the things we wanted to talk about. It always goes really fast. We have one segment that we have to do here called the Department of Shameless Plugs. And this is your 3 minutes or however long you choose to take to talk about your family, your music career, where people can follow you, find out where you're playing, whatever. This is, you can talk about your dog, whatever you want to do. This is it. Take it away.
So for 2 minutes, you would hear me talking about my family, Heidi, Jet, who's 3, Scarlett, who's 5. I'm not sure they should have given me that license as dad. Like, it's been a learning curve for me, but it's a blast. If there's anything that this last 2 years has taught me of being home, it's how to be a dad. And I don't know, that's a pretty important job, and one I'm really proud to take. And so and now that things are loosening up and we're getting back out on the road and we're starting to talk to people, I'm excited. You know, I'm ready to tell this story again. And if you want to know anything about what I do, my name is spelled with an I, K-E-N-I. I think that's what's throwing Gary off. It's Kenny, K-E-N-I Thomas, not Andy Thomas. Go to KennyThomas.com, and you can figure out whatever you want. You can download the audiobook for free. You can download the music for free, because I learned a long time ago that it really didn't matter whether we charged you or not. I never saw that money. Somewhere in the creative accounting process of iTunes, you don't.
it never comes
back to you.
You're not the first person to tell us.
So you can download the songs. All those songs that you heard here today, you can download it for free on my website, as well as the whole book. Get it on, and there you'll recognize the voice that is reading the book to you. So there it is. Thanks, y'all. Thank you. It's not lost on me that you spent a lot of time of your day, and that I get to do this, and I'm looking forward to coming out.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We really appreciate you taking time to visit with us. At least I didn't call you Kenny Holloway. So anyway,
my dad's name was Kenny, by the way.
Well, there you go. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for taking time to visit with us, and we look forward to hearing more out of you, and we look forward to some more great music. Buck, you got anything you want to throw in?
Oh, man. What a show. What a show, folks. This is a great one.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kenny. We appreciate it.
All right, you guys. Take care. Godspeed.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with Gary Ware. Join us next time on the Legends Radio Network.